It's almost time to go three wide the high banks. We bring you the latest news stories and race recaps through all of NASCAR's top three series from the MHK. Time to put your armor on. Fasten those seatbelts as we're ready to go three wide on the track. Live from Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas, it's time for the Three Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's going on, everybody? This is the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. That is me, Eddie Greer III, here once again for another edition of the Three Wide Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, KB World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. It is the off season, couple weeks fresh from crowning new champions in Miami. Of course, Big D across from me in the EG3 garage area here this afternoon, on this Friday, November 23rd, a day after Thanksgiving 2018. And of course, before we dive in on who's going to be on this special edition of the podcast today, the new episodes of the 3Y NASCAR podcast will be up on Mondays. Throughout the season, I've been recording. For those of you who did not listen to the episodes throughout the year, I've been recording episodes three times a week. Obviously, 3Y NASCAR podcast three times a week. And now the off season here, rolling along here, or getting into the off season, we're going to record once, but if I have a special guest on, those episodes will be posted Monday night, and the bonus will be recorded on Tuesdays. But since I don't have anything planned out for the rest of next week, this will be up on Monday night. So if you're listening to this now, I appreciate what you've been doing, appreciate you subscribing and following, downloading the podcast. So look for new episodes of the EG3 3Wide Podcast on Monday nights again. And if I do have anything extra to add on during that week, it'll be up on Tuesday. So we got the off-season figured out. And of course, don't forget EG3, myself, I'll be up. Special guest, or I should say one of the special guests, on the call-in show for the Lap Traffic Podcast, which is coming on Tuesday night. Look forward to doing that, hopping, talking some NASCAR with Brandon about the season and other things. And again, I'm not going to share what I'm going to be talking about. I got that already planned out a little bit. I got to go over the details. So if you want to know what we're going to be talking about, at least for my segment at least, you can catch that on Tuesday night when the show is uploading. Of course, our special guest will be calling in a few minutes. The EG3 show, you can follow me on Twitter at EG3_FastEddie, again at EG3_FastEddie. And of course, you know where to find us on the Podcast Centrals. Make sure you're subscribing and downloading the 3Wide NASCAR podcast wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what it is. 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, off-season time. Join the movement on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. All right, I know everybody's been waiting on who I'm going to be talking to here this afternoon. Of course, that in the person of, and I had this guy kind of on one of the top two that I wanted to interview this year, and you can say dreams come true, at least for myself. And today, here in a few minutes, he'll be calling in shortly. We thank him, and he, actually, it was him. He followed me on Instagram first, so before I eventually followed him back on Instagram. Of course, he's going to talk about that as well. And that person is none other, and he's making a big impact, not only on the racetrack, but definitely making huge waves off of it. Great person, and you've been hearing it all year long. And of course, the sacrifice he's made for this country, none other than Jesse Owuji, be on here in a couple minutes. When we see that red siren here, we're going to take a quick intermission break, get him set up, and we will be talking to the man who is still serving, actually, for the U.S. Navy Reserves. Also, we've seen him in the Kanan East and West series and doing some big things off the track, as well as one of the more great personalities. Well, I should say personality, but a great, genuine person on and off track and still serving while still doing, living out his dream and doing the whole NASCAR thing. So thankfully, he carved out this time that he's able to join us. This is, we've had a little bit of schedule conflicts here and there, but we were finally able, and this was an interview I could not pass up, so very excited. Big D's going to be in on this as well, but not speaking, of course, but we're very, very fortunate and thankful that he's able to come on to the podcast and talk to us for a little bit about the 2018 season and more. So we got that right. We got that recorder ready to roll on the EG3 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And of course, hope you guys had, speaking of being thankful, hopefully you guys had a tremendous, thankful, happy Thanksgiving and filled up on all the good goods and everything else like that. Big D, happy belated Thanksgiving to you as well. So lots to look forward to, of course, throughout the rest of the month. Of course, we're approaching the end of November and obviously heading into December. So yeah, and one more quick thing before we take an intermission, as we're waiting on Iwuji to call us. And never. And obviously, I was only in. Luckily, Big D, it worked out that I was only in there for 10 minutes. But Black Friday shopping, don't do that. Don't go to the store. Don't do it. Because I'm sure across America, everybody getting these awesome deals on Black Friday shopping, whatever, and staying in these long ass lines. But luckily, the line I was in, I was only on there surprisingly for 10 minutes, only needed one thing, but it was non-Black Friday related, so I didn't really need going all this shopping and whatnot, but yeah, it's not a good idea going to Walmart, Target, these places, these retail stores, and stand in line, and I don't like crowds to begin with anyways, even though, yes, I go to NASCAR races and things like that, that's totally different, but staying in line for just one thing, they should have those things worked out. But luckily, Target was quick, and I was able to get back here in time to set this thing up. So, all right, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take an intermission break. Jesse Iwuji will join us on the other side of the break. You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3. We'll be back in just a moment, and hopefully we'll have Jesse ready to roll EG3 here in just a bit. Why with EG3 rolls on here in the Little Apple of Manhattan, Kansas, Eddie Greer III, for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're about to go 3-Wide with Jesse Iwuji here shortly. Of course, the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, you can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, Google Play, all that jazz. You can follow me at 3-Wide _ Fast Eddie. And next week, not this upcoming Monday, of course, Monday, I'm going to upload the Jesse Iwuji episode. And then the following week, we're going to give out some awards to the K-World Truck Series and the Xfinity Series as well. Got some categories lined up for the award show, at least our award show anyways. So, of course, the champions of Tyler Reddick and Brett Moffitt, newly crowned champions in those two sports. Obviously, Brett Moffitt, we don't know the situation about him yet. Obviously, just fresh coming off the off season, and then you're looking at Tyler Reddick switching or Xfinity programs. Kind of find that a little funny. Winning his first championship with Junior Motorsports, and as an organization, Junior Motorsports winning back-to-back championships. Tyler Reddick moving over, most likely to take Daniel Hemric's spot as Daniel Hemric graduates to the Cup Series. If you have not listened to the championship reaction of the podcast, I would encourage you to do that. Get caught up on the latest episodes of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. You don't want to miss a moment here on this Friday afternoon. We're still waiting. Big D says we're still waiting on Jesse to call in here, and once he does, we'll just bring him straight on here on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. But yeah, yesterday, Thanksgiving, pretty actually uneventful. If you ask me, at least for me, at least anyways, for a change, you know, going over to the wife's grandparents' place for Thanksgiving and seeing a bunch of cousins there as well. And bringing that, we were actually there for quite a while, for a few hours, for throughout at least half of the afternoon, getting to spend time over there, chowing down some food over there. So it was not too bad, actually, to say the least about that. Got some football for the time being. We'll talk about some of these games that are coming on. Obviously, there was a Mississippi State and Ole Miss got some fisticuffs, if you will, last night, losing. Actually, Mississippi State taking Ole Miss to the woodshed in the Egg Bowl last night. And there were fights breaking out and all over the place in that one. But at the end of the game, though, end of the night, Mississippi State crushing Ole Miss last night as Big D. It was 35-3 last night. And, of course, it wouldn't have been even better watching that, because watching the Falcons fumble away their season in a nutshell, pretty much, against the Saints. And that's putting it very nicely. If we will, the Cowboys taking care of the Redskins, and the Bears taking care of the Detroit Lions in the NFL action. Yesterday, there's college football going on also today as well. What's going on right now? Big 12 action going on. A Big 12 championship deciders today. One's going on right now as we're talking right now. Texas over Kansas right now, or arch rivals. Of course, I'm a graduate from Kansas State, if you guys don't know that by now, or don't know where I went to college at. That's where I went to college at for the second half of my college career. KU trailing Texas, and I find that interesting. I listened to the highlights, guys, of the Les Miles interview, and I gotta tell you, That was probably one of the awkwardest interviews I've heard in a long, long time. You're talking about a guy that's coached in the Big 12. Not only that, but also coached in one of the more predominant conferences in all of college football. That's the SEC. And he looked like he was a little bit lost, if you will, in train of thought, that in Les Miles. So I thought that was an intriguing hire itself. And he's going to have a lot of work to do. Them and us for that matter. Us meaning K-State for that matter. All this talk going around about, you know, Bill Snyder and what he's going to be doing. But I already mentioned my say in that. But Texas right now, 7-0, 14th ranked Texas. All Texas does, Texas needs to do is win today, and they're punching their ticket to the Big 12 title game. The other half of that equation is tonight, but I'm going to have to sit through the Washington State game because my wife has too many teams to cheer for, but it is what it is. But of course, Washington plays Washington State in the Apple Cup later on tonight. And back up to the other half of this game, Oklahoma taking on West Virginia in Morgantown, Friday night showdown. That is going to be a hell of a football game tonight. Obviously, you know, West Virginia losing last week. They lost last week. Yeah, West Virginia losing against Oklahoma State the last time they're on the football field. And they're going home and they have a chance to knock out Kyler Murray and the Oklahoma Sooners. Oklahoma coming in there ranked number 6 in the country, while West Virginia is ranked 13th in the country there. And then the other game is a rivalry game of many sorts also that kind of been put to the back burner, well, always a back burner to Florida State. But the rise of UCF continues. UCF thrashing Cincinnati last week. They're going to be taking on a 7-4 South Florida Bulls. And the Golden Knights are 10-0 undefeated in the longest winning streak in all of college football, D1, right now. That's going to be a good game. Last year, it was a very good game last year, taking right down to the limit. And I think this game will be no further than that. And the mission for that student section in Orlando, looking to take over Tampa, take over Raymond James Stadium. Of course, that's where the South Florida Bulls play as well. So there's that. A lot of college football going on today and tomorrow as well. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3 and Big D. We're still waiting on Jesse Wuji. He said Noon Central. That's what he said, and he's running a little bit late, so we might have to see where he is here and pause the podcast here and see what he's doing. But outside of that, right now, though, we're just going to go run through some of the top 25 matchups for tomorrow. Obviously, my other team, Florida State, tomorrow morning. That's going to go down in Tallahassee. Florida trying to keep Florida State from not going bowl eligible. And Michigan, Ohio State, of course, all the knock is on Michigan and their lack of inability to beat Ohio State. Well, Ohio State should have lost to Maryland last week, and the quarterback for Maryland missed a wide open receiver. They went for two, and they flat out threw it too wide for the opportunity to do that. So Michigan, they're looking pretty good right now. They have the opportunity is there to beat Ohio State, their nemesis. Can they get it done? That's gonna be a question for them. Other 11 o'clock games include Georgia Tech and Georgia. Georgia is 10-1. Meanwhile, Georgia Tech is 7-4. Syracuse, Boston College, Syracuse. What a year. Syracuse is ranked 20th in the country. That's a morning game there. And you turn the clock to some afternoon games, including Auburn versus number one team in the country, Alabama. And then you're looking at Penn State, Maryland. Maryland looking to get the bowl eligible. Penn State, 8-3, ranked 12th in the country. Illinois on the road taking on Northwestern. Northwestern's ranked number 19th in the country and at 7-4. Then you have Pittsburgh, 24th in the country, taking on Miami. Miami, 6-5. There in the And then the primetime games include Clemson, number 2, taking on South Carolina. Clemson still unblemished in the 2018 campaign. South Carolina, 6-4. Then you got Kentucky. This should be a cakewalk against Louisville. Louisville, 2-9 post Lamar Jackson, after the Lamar Jackson era. Ugly, ugly scene. They just fired their head coach, Big D, to be exact. Notre Dame looking to complete the undefeated regular season and punch their automatic ticket to the college football playoff. They're going to have their hands this game here, which USC, and the screen just turned the other way. I did not want that screen to be turned that way. There we go. Notre Dame taking on USC. Notre Dame is 11-0, ranked number 3 in the country, and they could be the first team to secure a spot in the college football playoff here before December. See if they pull that off. Utah taking on BYU. Utah is 17th in the country at 8-3. Meanwhile, Birmingham Young is 6-5. Boise State, Utah State, Utah State at Boise State. The final Big Top 25 matchup of the day. Boise State 23rd. Utah State is 21st. So that's a rundown there of the college football slate here for the rest of the week. This is a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. And we will take another short break here while Big D is dying, is figuring out where Jesse Iwuji is at. Where's Jesse? And we're supposed to have him on the podcast here today. That's why we're recording this episode, because Jesse Iwuji wanted to be noon central. Maybe he might have thought 1 o'clock. I don't know. Hopefully he did not. Hopefully, guys, he did not say 1 o'clock Eastern time. Or not 1 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central Time. It's 12:13 here while recording this podcast. We will take a break and we'll come back. Hopefully, we'll have Jesse on. If not, we will come back and we will go from there. So, we'll take a short break. We'll come back here on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 to see where we stand with our special guest for today, Jesse Iwuji. We'll be back after this. Time out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. That is me, Eddie Gritter, third host of the podcast, the latest in the world of NASCAR. And folks, we finally have on the line here with us this afternoon, joining us is Jesse Iwuji, Kanan East/West driver, and also part of the U.S. Navy Reserves. Jesse, we appreciate you joining the podcast. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah. Thank you for carving out part of your day to join, hop on the podcast. We really appreciate that. How's the off-season plans going? I know we're a couple weeks fresh from activity wrapping up from Homestead, excuse me. How's your offseason been going?
It's good. Big thing this offseason for me is to really train, keep working on like car control skills, things like that. Also continue to search for more sponsorships so that, I can run more and more races next year. The goal is to run some more truck series races. As you probably know, in August I made my NASCAR Camping World Truck Series debut at Canadian Tire Motorsports Park. And then here just a few weeks ago at Phoenix, I made my second truck series start at Phoenix. So with those right there under my belt, it was nice. And now I'm looking forward to doing some more truck races next year and even more. But the big thing is to, continue to train this offseason, do some dirt racing, do some other training and other kind of motorsports that's going to help me for NASCAR. continue to find sponsors, continue to market, continue to reach out there and network, and just do everything I can to make sure that I'm in the game next year.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I see, put the work in and try to do more than this year. That's pretty good. Have you done a lot of dirt racing?
I've done a lot of outlaw kart racing. So outlaw karts, I don't know if you know, they're like a mini sprint car, like a go-kart that looks like a sprint car. And it's winged. They have about 100 horsepower, and they only weigh about 400 and something pounds. So the power-to-weight ratio is pretty crazy on them. And I've raced those quite a bit. Each year, I've done at least anywhere from 3 to 8 weekends worth of racing those each winter since 2015. So this year, I hopefully can plan on racing a few of those this year. And just doing some other stuff. I'm just really trying to expand my reach and train in different kind of ways most people don't.
You're listening to the Through Our NASCAR podcast with EG3, hanging out with Jesse Iwuji this afternoon. Jesse, from what I've read, the beginning of your resume, did you do some drag racing?
Yeah, so I used to have a Dodge Challenger, and I used to take us to drag strips and drag race that. I do quarter mile, eighth mile, some half mile, and 1 mile stuff. And had a lot of fun doing that. Actually broke a few records and was the first to do a few things in that realm with the Dodge Challenger. And then from there, I bought my Corvette, which I used to take to road course tracks for open track days. I used to have a lot of fun doing track days and time trial events and things like that. That's what really catapulted me towards my professional racing career and having the opportunity to race in NASCAR.
So you didn't want to do drag racing like full time. You wanted, this was your interest to be a part of NASCAR and learn the ins and outs of it.
Yeah, I didn't want to take the route of going, you know, NHRA and racing Top Fuel and all that stuff. That wasn't really appealing to me.
Okay,
I like drag racing with a street car because it was cool. Like to take a car you drive on the road and take it onto a track and drive really fast and race against people and beat them. That was fun. It was cool. It's that whole like street outlaw thing and Fast and Furious. It was just really cool. So I really like that. But after doing that for a while, I was like, you know what? I don't want to stay in this world forever. Like I want to take it to like the next level. I want to professionally race. I want to race on the big stage. And you know, NASCAR was going to be that stage. I was going to do it.
And what interests you in becoming a NASCAR driver?
Really. For me, whatever sport I'm in, I like taking it to a top level. Okay. And in motorsports, the top level of motorsports here in the U.S. is NASCAR.
Yep.
So once I just set my eyes on it. I just, you know, I dream big. I'm like, you know, where's the best place I can be? And that's where I want to try to aim for. And NASCAR was it.
You're listening to Through Our NASCAR podcast with EG3. Yeah, that's good, Jesse, that you're able to reach for the highest of highs, whether it's like in NASCAR, baseball, or football. And I'll get the question on football in a little bit. Again, just reading up a little bit about you throughout the year. You at one point got the chance to work with Sean Merriman, who used to play for the Chargers back in the day. How was that experience like?
It's really cool. Me and Sean still talk. You know, with him being an NFL or ex-NFL player, like bringing him over to the whole NASCAR world to get acquainted with it and do some things. It was pretty cool, and he enjoyed it a lot. We got to do a lot of cool things. He got to see some cool stuff. But, you know, just trying to, you know, teach him all the different things about NASCAR that he didn't know about, that was always interesting. So I know he had a really good time, and it's always great when you can bring people over from different sports to NASCAR. Just so I can see what it's about, because everyone has their misconceptions. Everyone doesn't really know much about it. But once you bring them in, they're like, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah. We're starting to see that a lot now with NFL players, music stars come in and experience NASCAR, and to see their reactions is totally different. They really love the sport.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You can't go to a race and say you don't like it.
it's definitely totally different than the experience from watching on TV and then going to the racetrack is totally different. You get the both worlds of each. I've had the experience to go to Kansas Speedway here the last several years, And it's been, the experience has been great, seeing the car, not only just the race itself, but the fan experience, going around, meeting drivers, signing your autographs, looking in the garage, things like that. For me, it's very very awesome to see it in that way.
Well, yeah, most definitely.
You had a chance this year to race in the K&N East and West Series. How's that for you this past year?
It was interesting. I mean, racing K&N East and West, you know, I've been racing, I raced West since 2016. East I did a little bit last year, a little bit this year. But it's fun. I mean, those cars are really fun to drive. The competition's always really good. And it's just always a blast, you know, racing on those tracks. They're not as fast as the big tracks and all that stuff, but we still have a really good time. So racing those series is fun. And a lot of really good drivers and new faces always popping up. You get to race on TV. It's just a cool series to race, and anybody who does get an opportunity to race in there, I definitely highly suggest it.
From your experience racing in those type of series, who's the best driver that you're going up against?
Honestly, for the last few years, probably the best driver I probably went up against might have been, well, who was like a regular in the series.
Yeah.
I would say Todd Gillen definitely was up there. You know, he had a lot of resources. But yeah. I would say somebody who didn't probably have as much resources as Todd, but was really, really good and a threat to win almost any race he was in. Two people, Ryan Partridge and David Mayhew.
And we've seen Todd Gillen in the truck series this past year, and all these near wins that Todd almost got but didn't get because the circumstances that come along with it. You mentioned Canadian Motorsport Tire Park, the road course up there earlier, and what was your take on the road course up there?
Can you say that one more time? You're drowning out.
You mentioned Canadian Motorsport Tire Park earlier, and you made your first truck start up there, and it was on a road course. What are the challenges of that course that you took back with you?
Yeah, so the challenges of that course, it's definitely a safety course. I mean, you're a beautiful, beautiful place, really nice track, but that place is shit deep. Like, you have to be on edge the whole time, and there's a lot of drop-offs. There's really big elevation changes, and the elevation changes, the big dropping elevation changes come right after a blind corner. So that's what makes it crazy fast and hard and difficult, but it's a track where at the end of the day, as long as when you finish a race, you're like, you know what? I conquered that track, and it's a really good feeling.
Yeah, very beautiful course up there, and I haven't been up there yet, but I watched the truck race, or at least half of it, earlier this year, and it's a very beautiful place, and the fans over there that I've heard are pretty good up there.
Yeah, I mean, for that truck race weekend, I mean, they'll have anywhere between 40,000 to 50,000 people there.
Yeah, so they really love their truck racing up there. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, joined by Jesse Uwuji this afternoon. And before hopping on here, had a chance, or at least this past week, you were on the My Opinion and Therefore Fact podcast early this year, and you had a streak. I found it interesting. You had a streak about 25 plus race streak without crashing. Is that right?
So I, from 2016 through April of this year, I went almost 40 races without a wreck in a race that knocked me out of the race. Now, I've had damage, I've had bumps and bruises to the car, but as far as like wrecking out, like crashing and being done, like have not had one. I basically went from beginning of 2016 season through April this year without one. And then this year we had a little streak of bad luck, you know, with Bristol. We got taken out of Bristol, got taken out of Kern County.
Yeah.
Got taken out at And, ex-Charlotte, we didn't get taken out, but something broke and it basically ended our day. And then at ARCA, somebody wrecked in front of us and we got collected in the ARCA series at Pocono. But besides that, after that, then we were good again. So I've been clean since.
That's good.
So my streak now is, what's the streak now? After the Pocono one, let's see, it's 1, 2, 3, 4... 5, I think I'm 6. Yeah, 6. Is it? I'm on 6 now. 6. Good. So we'll keep it rolling again.
Yeah. Always good to start another streak. That's good. hopefully you can keep it up.
Yeah, I want to get to like 50. No wrecks.
good. Daytona and Talladega. Did you have a chance to race on those tracks? Those restricted plate tracks?
Daytona and Talladega. Yeah, I raced Daytona earlier this year in ARCA, raced Talladega earlier this year in ARCA. Ran both of them, and we had the fifth fastest time in the ARCA race at Daytona earlier this year, and then at Talladega we finished top 15. So I got knocked out of the race at Daytona just because I didn't wreck, but we're drafting, and I was right behind someone, and someone checked up, so I got into the back of someone, but. It didn't really do any real damage to the car, but it had put, since the bodies we use at that track are pretty flexible, it pushed back, and it pushed back just enough to hit our oil cooler and put a hole in it, and then that was the end of my day because it started leaking, and I ran multiple laps after that, but I pulled in for a pit stop, and then it started leaking a lot, and that was it.
How would you compare running on a Bristol or a road course like Canadian Motorsport Tire Park to plate racing? Like the racing is totally different. For me, I love watching plate racing, but just because of the chess games that are played there, and the cars are so closely run together in a pack.
Yeah. So running Bristol is a fast track, very fast, but the speeds aren't the same as the plate tracks. The plate tracks are fun. The thing I like about the plate tracks is, as far as driving them, it's not really hard to drive them. You just got to kind of keep the car steady, you know, with the draft and the turbulence in between the cars. But besides that, it's not hard driving the car. Now it's more of your mind. It's all a mind game. So just trying to figure out who's going to do what, who's going to move where, where's your best strategic moves? Do you stay here? Do you move there? Do you wait? It's just a mind game for the whole 2-3 hours or whatever. But that's what I like about it. You know, you don't have to worry about the driving part. Not like you're like, okay, I'm having to drive and also be strategic at the same time. You just hold on to the wheel and be strategic. Now, Bristol, you have to really drive the car and be strategic too. And it's fast. I mean, there's so many G-forces at Bristol. It's unreal. And things happen very quick. Any mistake, and we could wad the car up pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3. We are joined by U.S. Navy Reserves and NASCAR driver Jesse Iwuji. I want to get a little information on your sponsor, BNB MC Mortgage, who's been pretty big part of your racing success. How'd you guys meet up?
Yeah, so this year, you know, BBMC was a sponsor for a lot of races that we had this year. That connection was made through my agent, Matt Casto, at the sports agency, and he was able to make that connection and make it happen. And the reason it was a good fit was because their president was an ex-Army guy, and, you know, BBMC also does a lot of stuff with military members and vets. So anytime I can link up and partner with a brand that supports the military, it's always a really good fit. So they were on board for a lot of races this year. Unfortunately, BBMC it will be changing names going into next year. They got bought by another company, so there will be no more BBMC after this. So that's done for now. So it was a good run while we had it, but you know, business is business, and money came in, money bought them. So you know, glad to have them while I could.
Yeah, that's what we've been seeing here this silly season, actually, with all the big time sponsors leaving the sport, like 5 Hour and Lowe's. So the economy that we're in right now, part of the sport, has definitely changed over the last several years. So You mentioned something about looking for more sponsorship earlier. Have you got anything else worked out for next year?
I'm working on some stuff right now. Can't disclose it all, but
working on
big things, and I know good things will happen. And I'm also, entrepreneurial too. So I really got a lot of other business stuff I'm trying to do too to support my racing habits.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Have you had a chance to meet with Bubba Wallace yet at all?
I've met him quite a few times. Pretty much every time I go to track that he's there, I get to see him.
What is your two relationship is like?
We're cool. I mean, we see each other at the track. We say what's up. Every once in a while we get a chance to chit chat. But that's been about it. I never hung out with him before. I don't live in North Carolina, so. basically, the only time I really get to see him is at the track.
Okay.
When I'm there and he's there.
All right. We've seen over the past several years, yourself, Bubba Wallace, the Haley Deegans, the Daniel Suarez's of the world. We've gotten to see more variety on the racetrack. It's very good to see a different variety enter the sport and see their talents grow. Do we want to continue to see more of the variety like myself on the racetrack, more Asians, more guys outside the U.S. to enter the sport?
It'd be great to have more of that variety right there. Having diversity in NASCAR is good. It's good for everybody. And hopefully with me being in the sport, Bubba Wallace being in the sport, Haley Deegan, all the other girls, other African Americans coming up too. Other Hispanics and this and that, the more of us coming up, the better, because then people see, hey, this is a sport I can be in too. I think right now it's so limited. We're so limited. I mean, right now everyone thinks it's only one color that should be in the sport, and that's just not the case. It's for everybody, Now it's different. It's different than all the other sports. It's not like football. It's not like basketball or anything like that.
Yeah.
But, it's for everyone. And the moment we finally get to the point where the world believes that, hey, anybody can be in this, then I think the sport will grow even more, But right now we're just—it's so crazy how big the sport is with everyone thinking it's so limited. You know, imagine if everyone didn't think it was limited, how big the sport would be.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for earlier. Diversity. For some reason, I was having trouble finding that one word. That was it, Jesse. You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. How long have you been in the Navy?
Say again?
How long have you been in the U.S. Navy? Have been active?
So I've been in the Navy for 8 years, active duty for 7 years, and I've been in the Navy for 1 year.
Okay, yeah. My older sister is still active in the Navy and is actually about to be shipped out in a few months, I think. I think that's right. I'm not sure, but I think she told me something about being shipped out within the next year or so. So. So yeah, you mentioned you played football, you played football in your career. What positions did you play?
While playing football, in high school I was outside linebacker and wide receiver. In college I was a defensive back, mainly playing safety and a little bit of rock down safety. So played as a DB basically my whole college career.
All right. I also played DB as well on defense, and on offense I played wide receiver and running back, so I was back and forth in that. Were you good enough? I'm interested in this now. Were you good enough to be in the pros or no? I know Navy's not.
If I was, I would have been there. But I think getting to college with just all the academics and all everything I had to do, it was just tough. So I didn't put as much effort into it to try to get to the pros as I probably could have. But life takes you different places.
Okay. Do you have a favorite college football team? And if so, what is it?
Naval Academy.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. What was the biggest college stadium that you got to play in?
I got to play at Ohio State in 2009. There was over 100,000 people at the game.
Whew. Yeah, that's quite a lot of fans out over there.
Yeah.
All right, Jesse, just a few more questions with you. I know you're busy on this holiday weekend, Thanksgiving holiday, which was celebrated yesterday. Hopefully you had a good Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I guess I spent time with the family and stuff and watch some football and relax and just take a deep breath and chill out for a second.
Yeah, yeah, it's always nice to have that time spent with family and friends. What motivates you to be a good person, not only on a racetrack, but what motivates you to give you all these awesome things that you've done off the track? I know the read about the incident away from Chicago, helping out a family, also a mother whose son was a part of the who was serving was killed. What motivates you to do all these great things off the track?
It's just I just like being good. You know, I like being a good person. Like it's never a bad thing to be a good person.
Right.
I feel like we should all do it. There should be nothing exterior that really truly motivates us to do good things, except the point of being good is just a good thing to do. Like, we should all just do it out of the kindness of our hearts. And if we do that, all as people, the world will start becoming a better place. So when people intentionally do bad things to people just to do it for absolutely no reason, and it's not like just for no reason, you yeah. know, no good reason, at least it's not good. So I just like being good. I like helping people and seeing good things come out of it, because it's just good. Like it's I don't need anything in return. You don't need money from it. I don't need, you know, whatever. I just want to make sure that I'm doing my, when the opportunity is in front of me to do something good for someone, I do it, and good things will eventually come around towards me.
Yeah, we need a lot more good people in the world like you that go out of the way and help out other people. And yeah, so definitely that's awesome, Jesse. Now I've been paying attention to your Instagram, and you've been doing drifting over the past couple days.
yeah, I've been, you know, setting this car sideways and doing all that fun stuff. Yeah, I'm just trying to learn new things, trying to learn car control. Every winter, my big focus is to focus on learning more car control, learning how to drive a car on its ragged edge. That's what I try to learn how to do during every winter, and really throughout the year. Anytime, like, outside of my regular racing, I get an opportunity. The two things I want to do outside of my regular NASCAR racing is dirt racing and drifting. Those are two things I want to do always, just because I think it's awesome. Two, this helps you become a better driver in so many ways.
Yeah, that's awesome. That looks fun anyways to try that out out there. So good. All right. Just about two more questions and I'll let you go, Jesse. I know we just got done with Thanksgiving yesterday, and what are your three favorite side dishes other than turkey? If you eat turkey, I don't know if you eat turkey or not. Everybody has their different varieties, but if you have,
sweet yams are one of them. Green bean casserole is another one, and like a lobster mac and cheese is another one.
Oh, yeah, the good old mac and cheese, nice. Mm-hmm. All right, Jesse, what are your goals for next year here after the off season? What are your goals for next year that you're trying to reach towards?
The goal is to run at least 20 races next year, from trucks and up, you know. So the goal is to start with the truck stuff and then see where it takes me up above from that. But that's the goal next year, is to run at least 20 races and continue to build the brand and do stuff outside of NASCAR and Hollywood and so on. So that's the real goal for next year. And I know we're going to expand and make things bigger next year than we did this year.
All right. Awesome. Well, Jesse, tell us where we can all follow you on social media, and tell us some of your sponsors.
Yeah, so people can go on social media, just search my name, Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. Last name is I-W-U-J-I. Search that on all the social media platforms. You'll find me, follow me, send me a message, comment on stuff, like everything, do all that. Support, and then also to support the sponsors and stuff. All my sponsors, you'll see them littered throughout my social media, so make sure you follow all those people. Zulu Audio, BBMC Mortgage is one, North Star Contractors, Cybersite, Veteran ETS, Champion Parts, Fuel Inject injector connection, G-Force racing gear, rugged radios, all those people who've been on board this year. And there's more than that. Perfect Hydration, huge one. Perfect Hydration definitely is one to follow. And all those folks who supported me this year and that I've been doing stuff with. Make sure you also follow USAA because we partnered up to do this little marketing campaign for Live Your Dreams, and that was really fun. So it was really great to do that with them. Definitely a supporter of USAA, so make sure you follow them too. Just looking forward to doing big things next year, so everybody continue to support, and things will go well.
All right, Jesse, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what's going to happen with you next over the next year, so I'm looking forward to that. Jesse, it's been an honor to have you on the podcast. Thank you so much for your time, to carving out time to jumping on the podcast with me this afternoon. And hopefully we'll talk again soon. And happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. And thank you for the support.
And also, thank you for your service also.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Jesse Iwuji. So thankful that you can hop on for a bit to chat all things NASCAR. Thank you, Big D, for your hard work there. So, and ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for bearing with us this afternoon. I got to finish up decorating at least the inside. It's officially Christmas season in the household. So I got to finish that. So other than that, we have wrapped up another edition of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Big D, thanks for coming over for this interview. Thank you for your work as always. Eddie Greer III, that is me, EG3, saying thank you guys for hanging in there with me tonight. Or I should say this afternoon. This will be uploaded on Monday night, so go check it out. And we'll have new content next Monday night. Again, we will be off-season is on. And E3Wide NASCAR Podcast will be on Monday nights. So stay tuned for that as well. But big thanks to Jesse Iwuji, who actually me and him communicated via Instagram as well. So we didn't have a PR to go through. I didn't have to go through a PR or anything like that, like I have to do normally to carve out these interviews. But I'm so thankful that Jesse had a time to do, hop on to talk NASCAR and other things with us this afternoon. But for right now, the garage is closed for another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Again, thank you guys so much for following me this past year. We're not done yet, obviously, with the campaign. Well, the racing campaign is over, but the calendar year is not. So we will continue the rollout episodes of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. This, again, stay tuned. This will be up Monday. If you're listening to it now, thank you so much. And tell your friends about the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast for Big D, EG3. Let's finish up Christmas decoration. We out. We'll talk to you next time on the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast.
Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. You can follow Eddie on Twitter at EG3_FastEddie. Make sure you are subscribing and downloading the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, and more. We'll see you next time going 3Wide.